In Hillcrest resident Becca Green's glass recycling bin, there are a total of 8 bottles.
It's actually the fullest today that it's almost ever been since I started this program, which I anticipate I started in April, I think.
The bin is gray with a white Ace Glass logo printed on its side. According to Green, Ace Glass comes around every 2 weeks to pick up the glass. She started using their service back in March, paying $100 annually to do so.
I knew that as of April 1st, the city was not going to collect glass, so I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss and have any downtime.
In March of this year, residents of Little Rock learned they would no longer be able to include glass in their recycling containers as a part of single-stream recycling. According to Little Rock's Public Works Department, when the cities of Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Sherwood agreed to extend its contract with Waste Management, which handles recycling pickup, glass collection was no longer included in its services. Melinda Glasgow, the sustainability officer for Little Rock, says there are reasons why glass pickup is more trouble than the recycling of other materials.
As everyone knows, you know, glass breaks. And so when it does in the cart, it contaminated other recyclables, mainly the fibers, making them not as high quality and just compromising the quality basically for resale of that particular commodity. So that's one of the main reasons I think they didn't want to handle it.
A March statement from Regional Recycling and Waste Reduction District of Pulaski County, which facilitated the contract between the three cities and Waste Management, said the change in policy was, quote, being made to help improve the effectiveness of the local recycling process and sustain its environmental benefits. Bailey Mall, spokesman for Waste Management, says the decision to cut pickup glass recycling in the contract was mostly amicable between all parties involved.
I think with ACE coming online and everyone knowing about what they were doing, and knowing the challenges we have as far as keeping the commodities clean, needing them to be even cleaner than they're required today because they keep getting, our end users are stricter on us, right? I think that was probably why, you know, some of that suggestion to take glass came out. Certainly we knew that would help us out a little bit here.
Which brings us to the almost 1.5 million pounds of glass located roughly 2 miles from the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport.
It's 50,000 cubic feet. And it's, let's say, that 6 months of collection in Little Rock.
That's Courtney Little, the president of Ace Glass. He says the company began its glass collection service, including the installation of glass drop-off centers, on January 1st, a few months before Waste Management stopped its collection service in April. That caused an increase in Ace's collection.
Since that time is when we've really seen a spike in volume, and a lot more partners have agreed to put drop-off places at their businesses, and we've had, I think, around 600 people have signed up for a subscription right now.
Ace Glass's service is currently voluntary. That differs from the city's recycling program, which residents pay for along with their trash pickup, whether they use it or not. Little says if Ace's program was mandatory as opposed to voluntary, they would get a lot more participation.
For glass, if it's voluntary, about 12% of people participate and glass recycling deals. If it's any kind of drop-off center, whatever, if it goes to mandatory and put in curbside, it goes to 40%. That's a huge jump of participation. And you would say, well, what about the other 60% of people in town? They're paying for something that they're not using. And my analogy is, just like some of the highways or parks in town, you donate to those and they're available and you should use them because they're great add-ons for the city or amenities that our city has. But if you choose not to use them, that's your choice.
In order for that to happen, the company would need a citywide contract. According to Glasgow, that's something Little Rock is interested in.
Actually, that's something we are looking at right now. And there's an RFP that we are looking at internally right now. So that's quite possible, but that would have to be passed by our board of directors.
That RFP, or request for proposal, opened on September 23rd. Organizations can bid on this particular RFP to be Little Rock's glass recycling pickup service. The RFP sets several eligibility requirements, such as following the city's holiday schedule and picking up glass recycling every 2 weeks. The deadline for bids is October 16th. Little says Ace Glass is preparing its bid for the RFP and said they are working on modifying its current program to meet all of the requirements of the RFP. He said it was, quote, fantastic the city was beginning this process. And even if Ace Glass ultimately does not win a bid from the city, it would be open to working with whoever collects glass for the city. Right now, the focus of Ace Glass's recycling program is the collection, which comes in multiple colors and ranges in size, from pickle jars to wine bottles. There is not a designated space to do anything with the glass it's collecting. However, Little says they do have a product in mind to use the glass for.
We're going to turn it into a glass foam aggregate, which is a lightweight rock made of glass and foam, and you recook it. and then they can use that for infrastructure projects and things like that. So it actually helped the state save money on highway work, bridges, and things like that.
One benefit to making that specific product is the glass itself doesn't need to be further sorted by color, which would amount to more work and time. Though Ace Glass initially wanted to conduct the process at its current location, Little said ultimately they realized they would have to go off-site. The company is looking into moving to a new location near the Little Rock port.
We're going to start the process of identifying a property and then building a facility. So we're probably talking 12 to 18 months before we have that. But in the meantime, we'll be growing the collection and storing that material for future use.
The use of Ace Glass's recycling service has expanded beyond the residential areas and into the private sector. Jonathan Looney is the owner of O'Looney's Wine and Liquor. He says he discussed a potential glass drop-off location at his business with Little after the city announced glass pickup would be discontinued.
I said to him, hey, is there any way we could do it? Because wouldn't it be great if we sold people wine and they took it home, and then the next time they came back, they brought glass, and then they came inside and bought wine, and then they went home. You know, and we sell spirits as well, and there's just all this glass, man.
O'Looney set out its Ace Glass collection bid on April 1st, the same day the city stopped its service. Ace Glass has a total of 18 drop-off stations around the area, including ones in Jacksonville and Bryant. However, it does not have a complete monopoly. The Regional Recycling and Waste Reduction District has established green zones that accept not only glass, but materials such as used antifreeze, pesticides in original packaging, and e-waste like phones and microwaves. There is one station each in Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Sherwood, as well as ones in Maumelle and Jacksonville. Though she says it is tempting to discontinue her pickup service since there are more drop-off stations available, Green says she'll probably continue paying the yearly fee.
I know myself and time is valuable, so I think I'll probably still do the curbside. And I really think that Ace needed that. They needed to be able to tell the city, hey, we have people that actually will do this. You know, they'll pay for us to come and pick up their glass.
Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.